The Osgood File, March 27th, 2008.
I'm Charles Osgood. The Russian Ivan Pavlov discovered he could develop conditioned reflexes in dogs and make them salivate at the sound of a bell. At the Woods Hole Marine Biological Laboratory, researchers are doing essentially the same thing with fish, testing a plan to train sea bass to catch themselves by swimming into a net on cue.
It takes a concerted training effort of a few weeks with daily sound cues and then a reward by feeding to get fish trained to this acoustic training regime.
Scott Lindell is project leader at Woods Hole.
We are offering perhaps a new way to selectively harvest hatchery-raised fish that have been released to the wild environment. The principal benefits of that is it would relieve pressure on wild stocks while still offering opportunity to keep fishermen employed.
The fish training research at Woods Hole is underwritten by a $250,000 grant from NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Fish can be trained. The next question is, how long can they retain that memory?
Andy Lazar, an aquaculture specialist with NOAA.
The sound of the mechanical device that they know is going to deliver feed, they will, migrate to that sound.
Fish hatcheries might be a little skeptical at first, but Lazar says,
after the fish were to be fed and reached market size, then they could be recaptured by this net.
That could save them a lot of money.
Something that could be economically viable is of interest, because offshore production is a very capital-intensive, expensive venture.
Scott Lindell says there are lots of ways it could be done.
Fishermen cooperatives could jointly contract or raise hatchery fish themselves, stock them in areas where fishing has depleted local stocks, where there's still plenty of natural food for the fish to forage on, and make a living out of it.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.